Hi there, and thanks for tuning in to the Four Eyed Radio Network. You're about to listen to another proud presentation brought to you by Revenge Lover Designs. Stand out from the crowd. For more information, visit RevengeLover.com and mention the podcast for 10% off of your order.
Today on Ranger Command Power Hour.
Oh my God, Spider-Man. No, Power Ranger.
Holy cannoli!
It was the greatest thing.
It was really good. Like, holy crap.
Heim Sabine, bye, bye, bye.
For real, Hasbro, my dude.
It's literally the same creative team. I like paused on all of the very fast moving credits.
Yeah. So now we know that it was definitely Sabine stuff that was holding back Power Rangers.
Yep.
Wow.
I mean, shocker, but for real.
Yeah, like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's so good. So good.
And there were still surprises in that episode.
No, it's like, very much so.
Holy, okay, yeah, I'm so excited.
Gotta wait for AP, but...
Yeah, I know, man. I know. I just... get on, AP, come on. We gotta gush about how much we love this show already. It's only been one episode, and we love it.
I think this is the earliest that we've ever recorded.
Definitely.
Leave it to Ranger Nation for all those quick comments.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been so hyped for Rangers.
Yeah, like, so I woke up, it was 7:30, and I was like, oh, man, why is there so much activity on Twitter? And then all I saw was the message that you had posted in our message thread, where you're like, that was amazing, and I woke up and went, crap! 7 Central, not 8 Central! Zach, get it together. Hopped out of bed, turned on the DVR. Like, thank God I had set the DVR recording.
Oh, no. Jacqueline Sislowski forgot her original password, so she made a new one.
That's too funny.
Oh, God, AP, just get on. Oh, she's on. She's on. Adding okay. To call. Well, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. So can we just like address the elephant in the room that AP just is Jacqueline Sislowski?
Pretty
because
much.
That character was just like AP.
Basically me.
I'm calling this Rangers Ready Go Beast Morphers premiere. I'm doing that.
That's a choice.
No, the it's like Go Buster. Shut up. Rangers ready, go.
Yeah,
Beast Morphers
like
premiere.
Go Busters. I never saw Go Busters all the way through. So
they do that in like the first episode.
I know they do, but it's Busters ready, go.
And now on Ranger Command Power Hour.
Aye, 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 aye! It's the Ranger Command Power Hour.
Today on the Power Hour, episode 136, Rangers Ready? Go! Beast Morphers premiere, recorded on March 2nd, 2019. Welcome to the Ranger Command Power Hour on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. It's time to ranger up with your hosts. I'm Eric, also known as Trekkie B47.
I'm AP, also known as Secret Ranger Fan.
And I'm Zach, also known as Hollywood.
This episode is brought to you by our patrons on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/RangerCommandPH to learn more about supporting Ranger Command Power Hour. Thanks to our $5 and above patrons, Juan S. Doug F., Tyler W., Christopher M., Eric D., Bo H., Sean F., Steve F., Derek G., Teresa B., Jacob P., for supporting us this month. And I needed...
Holy cow!
Okay, I needed to do that because we need to talk about that amazing premiere.
Oh my God, you just steamrolled through that Patreon ad read. That was amazing.
The hype is real, Zach.
The hype is real. I am just blown away.
I've been infected by that cheetah DNA, and that's how I read that so fast.
Yep.
Holy cow, you guys. What?
Oh my God, it's like everything I've always wanted.
I mean, just serious, like... show good
but seriously
no it's my God, it's fantastic.
Oh my God, it is like literally everything I've always wanted.
I really don't even know where to start. The characters were great.
Yes.
The writing was great.
Uh-huh.
So I checked the credits at the end, and those credits were flying by. I was like pausing that Philo video, like boom, boom, boom. So this one was written by Chip Lynn.
Okay.
Just by himself. But I saw all of the other credits. So we still got the lead writers of Becca Barnes and Alwyn Dale. Power Rangers production VFX and Carol Petrie are still doing the effects. So I saw a lot of similar names. So what's different? It's Hasbro. It has to be
Hasbro. If we're looking at the same creative team that brought us Ninja Steel, but the quality is just miles ahead of what we had with that show. Beast Morphers started out with these characters being not cliched, not one note. Oh, I have a car, so I work on a car all day because it's a car and I'm a car guy. Like, no offense intended to the actors, of course, mind you.
Yeah,
they had to just deal with what they were given. But these characters all had unique things. Like, I loved about Zoe was that even though she tried to be a cadet and washed out, and she was washed out, laundry pun.
Smart.
She had these ideas that were like, if we could use Morphex to do free energy bicycles and
she still had passion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, she had these dreams despite being in her situation.
It was very much like a Boom type situation from SPD. The SPD feels I got from this episode were high.
I mean, can we just, this command center is some serious SPD vibes. Like,
well, I got like a Star Trek vibe when those consoles like moved and they're looking at a view screen. I was like, right? Are we on the bridge of the Enterprise?
I'm looking at the screen cap right now that Will Coe posted on Twitter, and like looking at the layout of the command center, just like it is Star Trek. Like, look at how the commander sits in the back on her own chair and just is like, all right, give me that monitor there and let's do this. And yeah, it's cool as hell. I'm so excited for this season, you guys.
Oh my God. Bro, the hype is so real. Like, my thoughts, like, can't be words.
Okay, then let's let's break it down by character. Devin. Okay,
he's great.
I like how he has a bigger goal than what his dad wants for him. You know, his dad said, well, why don't you go to your job interview for a carpet cleaning service? Dude's obviously skilled in martial arts. We saw him take out Blaze very handily in the Juice Bar Gym, which, by the way, Juice Bar Gym combination, come on. That's Hasbro. Hit me in the feels there.
My God, it really looked like original Juice Bar.
Right, and I saw somebody on Twitter say something like, Blaze is the anti-Jason. That made me laugh because I was like, yeah, you're not wrong.
I tweeted, is he a jerk or a racist? Like,
yeah.
Like, seriously, though. But anyway.
But no, like, yeah, Devin has these goals. And then for him to display ingenuity to sneak into Grid Battle Force like that. It's like, oh, man, he's going places.
Like, he's clearly got so much more to him than the people around him realize.
Yeah, I think he's being underestimated by everyone, including his dad. Like, his dad was hardcore strict about it.
Yeah.
And really overbearing. And speaking of which, we don't have a Where's My Dad plot for once. Thank God.
Yeah.
Where's my dad? He's behind you. Oh.
He's right next to me in this car.
Hi, Dad. Yeah.
And we got a mom. Bum, bum, bum. With Commander Shaw, and she's a Ranger mom.
Yeah, that's cool.
And she's a freaking commander of Grid Battle Force.
That is so cool.
Diversity, what?
It's great. Like, honestly, that was one of those I had mentioned before AP got on. Like, there were still nice little surprises. That was one of those nice little surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And they did such a good job. Like, because all the other last names of the characters leaked except Ravi's.
Mm-hmm.
And the commanders,
exactly, because it was like Grid Battle Force Commander. So great job for them hiding that little surprise. I feel like Hasbro listened to all of Ranger Nation for the past 8 years and went, let's just do everything right.
So Devin and then Ravi was great.
I like how there was no grudge there. Like initially, yeah. Ravi was just like, oh, it's the same guy, but we don't have time for this. But they made it a point after the battle that there was that really nice moment between the three of them where they introduced themselves. I thought that was fantastic. And he's like, yeah. He's like, hey, you're that guy, but wow, you really helped us out there. You're a confident fighter. It was just like how he was accepted into the team. And we know from the second episode, there is going to be kind of like them figuring out the command structure, which is good. It creates that tension that the show needs.
Mm-hmm. And what if Red Ranger isn't the leader? Whoa.
I mean, I remember in GoBusters, it was because I forget all of their names, but the Blue Ranger, because he was older, he was more like a leader in terms of a brotherly mentor. Even though Red was the lead, there's still times where Blue kind of took charge. And I'm glad they figured out a different dynamic to do that for this show, to make it its own. So, obviously, Ravi is going to be the more experienced. He's actually trained for this. So, it makes sense that in certain situations, he's going to actually lead and talk to them. Oh, my God. I'm just rambling.
No, Devin was great. That's like the inside of my brain is like your words right now. I get it, dude. Man, it's just so good. Like everything's so good. Like all the characters, they're like multifaceted. They're not like the one track like Zach was saying.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
God, I love Zoe's like enthusiasm and her passion. And I like that she has her reservations like in the hallway. Like, no, I'm not going to run away. I'm just going to charge in. And the line where Devin says, hey, are you security? And she's like, no. And then he's like, cool, I'm just trespassing. Fantastic writing.
That was a cute moment.
That was a good line.
Yeah. Man, they all talked like real people, too.
Thank God in heaven.
Like, they all talked like natural, real people.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much effect that has, you know? Yep. Natural flowing dialogue.
Yeah, it's not stilted. It's not
teaching a lesson before everything else.
Yes, thank you. I don't want to put a damper on things, but just to point out, we've had Chiplin season premieres before, and the premieres are always fantastic. Like Dino Charge, it was like, oh my God, this is everything's new. And then we see what happens. I really hope Beast Morphers can keep this level of consistency.
Of course, I was thinking the same thing, because, like, cautious optimism, and so words. I'm kind of, like, wondering if that's going to happen, too.
Yeah.
Just because, like you said, we saw what happened with Dino Charge. Like, the premiere was great, and then the rest of it was, like, slowly went downhill, and then Supercharge was a whole nother animal in itself. But based on press releases and what they've been saying behind the scenes, and just everything that we know so far, I get the feeling that it's not really going to be like that.
One thing I wanted to point out, like before the premiere happened, I was just checking Instagram and I saw that Christina Ho, who plays Betty, who we now know Betty and Ben are the security officers. Super cute that they used her height as almost a joke. Like she had that stepladder from behind the desk. I thought that was hilarious. I saw her Instagram story and she posted about 5 hours of the before the premiere. And she was just like so genuine and said, I really hope you guys like this. We've been busting our butts since September, filming almost every day. She was just so genuine and really hoping that people like what they put into it. To any Beast Morphers cast, any crew that might be listening to this, you guys freaking killed it. On this premiere.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Like we can see the clear effort that was put in by everyone.
It's night and day from Ninja Steel.
Like not that they weren't putting in effort. It's just I
get it. It's just it feels different from the get-go. Yes. They established so much world building naturally in this premiere. It was awesome.
It's not like Lost Dad, Space Ninjas.
Yeah.
I kind of like this, hey, we need a clean renewable energy source. Like it's that environmental angle that's actually pretty topical for today.
Mm-hmm. And I love how they're all, like, completely aware.
Oh, yeah. Everyone knows what a Power Ranger is. I mean, they established that so quickly with that news anchor, and I thought that was brilliant. Like, oh, well, the Power Rangers, blah, blah, blah.
And the different dimensions aspect, too.
Oh, yeah. They name-drop Rita Repulsa, Sledge, and
Galvanax.
Yeah. Tying in the continuity like that is so appreciated. Just the way that the mayor, like, casually does it. He's like, well, you know, you created this, and there have been bad guys that have come for this before, blah, 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 Rita, blah, 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 you know, all the names. And it's like, that is, I think, the first time we've ever had non-Ranger people talk about Ranger villains.
Right.
And like, make so much sense while you're at it.
Right, exactly.
Like, logical, it's like a logical way of thinking. Like, why are we doing this? Like, aren't we just inviting danger onto ourselves? Like,
here's the exact quote from the mayor. He said, since before you were born, every monster out there in every dimension, from Rita Repulsa to Sledge and Galvanax, they've all wanted to take the Ranger's power and rule the universe. That is the best sum up of what Power Rangers is. And in that one line, where a father is trying to protect his son, but in a way, like, I love that the mayor off the bat has these reservations. And, you know, usually everyone thinks of, oh man, Power Rangers, they're going to save us, this and that. And this guy's already like, whoa, this morphing grid thing is actually pretty dangerous. And I love that there's that conflict right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. And I love how the mayor actually does more than, like, present them with the award for, like, good recycling. Like, you know?
Oh, you mean he's, like, a competent leader?
Yeah. Like, wow.
You know, he's not some dude that visits a high school to prevent some loser an award? Like, come on. It's, like, 9 day. They had a limo, like, the limo shot. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, a mayor would have, like, a limo and an assistant and a driver and this and that. And, it's so good. It's so freaking good. The level of diversity in this cast is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's not forced. It's just natural. We have two leaders that are people of color. It's amazing. And Power Rangers has always been diverse, but they're not, like, hitting you over the head with it. Like you guys said, all the characters feel fully fleshed out. And there's all these, like, backstories that we can dig into these characters. And I really hope the show just dives into these characters, because right now they are all interesting to me. Everyone, the villains. Mm-hmm. I love that Blaze and Roxy, they're digital avatars and they're in a coma. Those are, like, real stakes.
Yeah.
I like how they kind of did it in a different way.
Yes.
Like, I was fully expecting for them to be like all the speculation, like, get that they were going to be, like, corrupted and they were going to turn evil. And then, but no, it's like an evil twin situation. The virus created duplicates of them.
Yes.
Like, based off of them, but they're still connected, and it's nuts. Like, there's actual thought process put into this.
Yeah.
If it doesn't continue past this episode, we'll still have this episode.
No matter what, I think this is definitely my favorite premiere within the last 10 years, by far.
Absolutely.
This is, like, my favorite premiere, like, ever.
Nice.
I love that it's a government agency again.
It's in my top five.
Yeah, for sure.
I love technology seasons. We all do.
Yeah. Tech seasons are my favorite seasons. I love that we got so much of the world building, like you had mentioned. When the mayor comes, it's a good excuse too for the exposition dump, because here we have the mayor who only kind of vaguely knows what Grid Battle Force is doing and what they're about.
Yeah.
So having him have to go to their headquarters for this meeting to be shown off the Morphex, to be shown off the equipment, to be shown that, hey, we're making Rangers, like, that is a wonderful way to convey all the exposition dump that you have to do in the first episode. And it's not stilted, it's not hokey, it's like, Mr. Mayor, here's what you came to learn. Here's what we're going to show you. But, like, in that instance, we are the mayor. The audience is the mayor. The audience is learning, okay, hey, here's what they're doing, taking this Morphex energy and trying to harness it. Here's what they're doing to combat any sort of issues that may arise with villains by creating Power Rangers That was a wonderful way to get this set up. And like, I'm hoping that this level of writing continues throughout the season, because it's wonderful and it was a breath of fresh air, and I cannot wait for more.
Mm-hmm. On that note, I even saw where I think it was Becca Barnes said, like, I can't wait for you guys to like see what we've done. And like, everyone just seems so genuinely excited about this season, and not in like a, it's a new season's kind of way.
No, this is, this definitely feels like, hey, we've kind of broken away from Haim Saban and now we're free to do what we want.
And yeah.
We all kind of speculated in the past that there was some severe like mandate up top.
Yeah, like a disconnect between the creatives and someone else.
And now it feels like we kind of know. It's not Nickelodeon. It's not. And I'm not trying to assign blame. It's just like, you know, it's amazing to me that when you get a new company in control of the brand, that
everything changes.
Everything changes instantly. The money that must have been put into the budget for this show, just from the sets alone, the costuming, to make all these different division outfits for Grid Battle Force. I mean, it totally felt like Lost Galaxy to me, or SPD. All the costuming, it felt like, in a way, almost like Star Trek, where you have these different divisions in a group, and they all have their own uniforms, they all have everything. I was looking at the credits, and there was like a whole crew for costuming. I mean, they had like at least two slides of credits just for costuming. The money spent shows, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Just like everything was so, like, I keep saying it, but like everything was so good. It was just so good.
I had to chuckle when Nate was showing the mayor like all of the Ranger equipment, and I just thought, hey, look at all these toys coming soon. But for real, the props looked incredible.
Yeah.
I love that they're keeping the transport stuff from GoBusters.
Yeah.
I like how they explained it, and I liked how they used it to solve the problem with the bad guys to get them out of there. That was genius.
Yeah.
That whole scene, the tension mounted, everything was great. I love it. I love it.
So we've talked about like all the Rangers pretty much, but I even liked, we've mentioned them, but to kind of focus on them, Ben and Betty. Yeah. I even liked them.
I like them. But as soon as I heard that music, I almost got triggered. I was like, no, Vulcan Skull music. Oh, I hate it.
I don't, it's not my most favorite thing,
yeah,
to put it nicely, but I also didn't mind it because it wasn't as overbearing as it has been in the past.
Yes. I did like their chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those two are great.
Yes, they were absolutely great. There was no fat jokes. There was no fart humor. There was no anything like that. I thought it was hilarious.
And even like the height joke wasn't like malicious.
No, it was like womp womp.
It was situational humor.
Exactly. And yeah. I will always prefer situational humor over like flatulence. I think we all would.
Yeah.
I like that Power Rangers was known, but Grid Battle Force was still a separate entity, and Commander Shaw's like, well, you can't see their identities. That's a secret. And yeah. I'm like, oh, wow, that's great, because he's going to have to hide his identity from his dad.
Yep.
Mm.
And I totally got like a Time Force vibe there, too.
I didn't even like get to that point in my thought process yet, but yeah.
What is your thought process right now? Just stream of consciousness. Let's do it.
Oh,
what
man.
Did you like, AP?
Oh,
everything. Geez. Everything.
This just was really good. It was the premiere I think we all needed after.
This was a palate cleanser. That's what it was.
This is what we needed after 3 years of something. whatever those 3 years were.
3 years? God, it was like eight.
The first season of Dino Charge was
good. Oh, 3 years.
It wasn't like the greatest, but it was good. Like, I enjoyed watching it. I watched it like every week. And then after that, it was just like a remarkable difference, but that's a whole nother discussion.
Yeah. Well, anyone can listen to our past shows and the evolution that we went through. Our first year was Super Mega Force, which was Super Mega Terrible. And mm-hmm. then we got to Dino Charge and the hype kind of picked up. We talked about it for a while. Supercharge fell off a map. And then Ninja Steel and Ninja Super Steel.
We didn't even bother.
I got halfway through Ninja Steel reviewing it, and it was just this pattern of, I'm trying to be positive, but oh my God. And that's why we dropped doing episode reviews, because mm-hmm. I didn't want to focus on that. If the show was bad, I mean, we'd talk about it and mention it, but I mean, you guys didn't even watch Ninja Steel.
Nope.
And I literally watched three episodes of Super Ninja Steel. I watched the premiere, I watched Dimensions in Danger, and I watched the Poise show. And that was it. I have not watched a single other episode about Super Ninja Steel.
I watched like the first two or three episodes, I want to say, of Ninja Steel, and then Dimensions in Danger, and then I didn't watch anything else.
Yeah.
But man, like this is going to be, if I can wake up on time.
Speaking of waking up on time.
Yeah, you had a rough go of it, Zach.
Yeah, that was my dumb brain. Because, you know, all over, it'll be on 8 o'clock. I thought, okay, cool, I'll get up at 8 o'clock. That's fine. I can get up at 8 o'clock on a work day. No problem. Set my alarm for 7:50 because I got 10 minutes to kind of get up and, you know, wake up.
It was on at 7.
Yeah.
Man, I set my alarm for 8 o'clock. Or not 8 o'clock, but like 7:15-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Still somehow didn't make it up on time.
I mean, it is very much earlier than we are used to. It is
by far.
So it's going to be a rough. And like, here's the thing. We are not that target demographic. Kids can get up at 8 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock in the morning and go nuts all day. I'm 33. Getting up at 7 o'clock for me on a day when I have to be at work for 12 hours is kind of hard.
getting up that early when I've worked all week and like the weekends are the one time I have off. I just want to sleep.
Yeah, to be fair, I'm usually up until the butt crack of dawn on Saturdays anyway, editing an episode, which I still have to edit the episode that's supposed to go out today. So I'm glad we're recording this super early, a literal week out. But no, I tweeted, like, I woke up, thank God, I woke up 20 minutes before the premiere, and I was like, wait, what time is it? And I almost had that same thought, Zach. I was like, wait, isn't it 7:30? And all week on Instagram, I've been doing this Beast Morphers countdown on our Ranger Command account. Mm-hmm. And I opened up Instagram and I saw the countdown. I was like, oh crap, 20 minutes. I need to get up. And, you know, Teresa's still sleeping. And I'm like, ugh. I tweeted a picture of myself with total morning face. I don't do that. I'm like, I'm up. but this episode was like a shot of espresso.
Like I said, I woke up because I was like, oh, I'm waking up, and my dog was barking downstairs, and I was like, oh, like, Ginger, why? It's so
Zach,
early.
Beast Morphers, woof!
Yeah, really. And then I picked up my phone, and I saw that you had messaged, and you're like, that was amazing! And I went, oh, no. Oh, no.
That's kind of what my cat did, though. I wasn't getting up on time, and she...
I'm Beast Morphers, meow.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
All right. I do want to read some listener comments, but I mean, we can talk about this all day long. I just want to say, I love the premise. I love the world building. I'm interested in watching more. I hope the writing doesn't fall off a cliff. I like all the characters. I think they're being genuine when they say they're working hard.
Yep.
And I can't wait to see more. And I haven't been able to say that for Power Rangers in a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could not agree more.
I'm so glad that they did not talk down to kids. There was a lot of world building. Oh, can we talk about the intro coming in at 8 minutes into the episode? That is a first for Power Rangers.
Yeah, they set up a lot before the opener, which is great. Mm-hmm.
That wasn't a cold open. That was a third of the episode. And I love it because it feels like modern television.
It is modern television.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. No, that's what I'm saying.
There's TV shows, especially streaming shows, that have long intros before they do like an intro, if they do an intro. And I keep bringing up Star Trek, but Star Trek Discovery has done this a few times because it's a streaming service. So you can have however long of an opening you want before you get to the actual quote unquote theme credits. And I know a lot of shows drop the theme credits, but I like Beast Morphers because it's short and they packed in more story. And, you know, they have the credits at the end, RPM style, with the short intro combined with the overlaying end credits. They were able to pack a lot into this episode. And to me, it didn't feel rushed. And we got an info dump in this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It didn't feel like too info dumpy. It had nice pacing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it had a very nice pace to it.
And that's all I want. I just want them to do that. I want Megazord fights that aren't going to be like over in 5 seconds. And I don't think we'll get that just because GoBusters had such incredible like Megazord sequences and there was dramatic moments in there, even in the cockpit stuff. So I'm glad that they recreated those cockpits because you can have the Rangers helmetless in the cockpits. GoBusters did that several times. I think there's some really good opportunity for storytelling. I love that Ravi and Roxy are in a relationship and now he's hesitant because she's in a coma, but there's like a clone of her out there. An avatar? Ugh, I loved it. I loved the digital stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And even the whole, like, you know, organizational, no fraternization, and Ravi's kind of by the books. It was good.
It honestly, yeah, there was a lot of stuff in this episode that set up so much that we're going to get later on down the line. The Ravi-Roxy, you know, relationship is going to play heavily into some of the season stuff where like they have the footage from GoBusters where it was, you know, Blue fighting Escape all the time.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Cause I didn't see a lot of the later part of GoBusters. So, wow, they really set that up.
Yeah. And like that to me is already a big indication of how markedly improved the writing on this season or just the general care of what they're doing with this season is.
Yeah.
Well, that's the point. It's like GoBusters was 6 years out and we know from interviews that Chiplin watched it and he thought it was a good season. Yeah. And so he's had 6 years to think about how all the Sentai storylines can make a great Power Rangers season. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that GoBusters was skipped initially because now it's aged like a fine wine and this is the result.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can you imagine a freaking Q Ranger adaptation? I know we're getting way far ahead of ourselves, but we're really riding the hype because the next episode might be complete trash. We don't know. I really hope it's not.
I also hope it's not.
Yeah.
It's so good. Okay. If you could think of one singular moment that really knocked it out of the park for you in this episode, what would it have been?
For me, it has to be everything they did in the lab. From the setup of the mayor learning about the Power Rangers to the fight that Devin and Zoe and Ravi had with the evil avatars. Like, everything that happened in that lab in this episode was just amazing.
The fight choreography was incredible.
Top notch.
Mm-hmm.
And props to the stunt team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've seen pause screen caps where, like, you can tell those stunt teams were, like, connecting sometimes with their hits, or at least it really, really looked like it.
No, there was that one time where the Blaze avatar kicked Devin right in the back, and I even tweeted about it yesterday when that preview clip came up. I'm like, that kick actually connected. That looked painful.
Yeah.
Huge props to the stunt team. But I'll have to agree with you, Zach. The lab scene overall, I actually really like Nate's character. I like that he established that he's almost like a, you know, he's a child prodigy and he tapped into the morphing grid at age 10. I think that's every kid's dream watching that show. So I hope he's almost like a Ranger fanboy. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
AP, you just liked... You liked everything about Zoe.
Everything. But no, my favorite moment would honestly, like, the moment that stood out for me was probably when, like, Devin and Zoe met in the hall. And they both had that moment, like, oh, well, I'm just, like, I'm a trespasser. I'm the laundry girl. Like, but we're still going to, like, rush towards this situation because we know that we're capable of more.
Yeah.
Like, that moment kind of did it for me, and then everything after that.
And I like that the commander wasn't like, oh my god, why are you guys Power Rangers? It was like, all right, this is what we have to work with. And I loved that about Zoe's character. She said, I know that this was meant for Roxy, but I'm going to do my best to be the Yellow Power Ranger. That was such a great moment.
Mm-hmm.
Her character was like super humble. I really loved all of that.
Yeah. Eric?
What?
This is...
What was the part that
what
did
What was your moment?
You? Yeah.
I said I agreed with Zach. I loved how they came together as Rangers in the lab.
Oh, okay. We thought you were just agreeing with me. We didn't realize that was also your moment.
I just really liked the scene with the three of them after the battle. The introduction was totally natural. They know that they're stuck in a situation. I like that there wasn't a lot of resentment off the bat with Ravi. He kind of accepted the situation. That whole scene really spoke to their characters accepting the role of the mantle of being a Power Ranger. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of all in the trenches together with this. So that's why I'm really interested with the next episode's premise with that, you know, saying that there's tension in picking a leader. I think that that will reveal a lot more about their personalities and who they are as people. I really hope it's not just a lesson of the day type of heavy handed. I'm just really glad that we got a strong first episode. It set the bar high and I hope that it can live up to that.
Mm-hmm. I could not agree more.
All right, so I'm going to read some comments from our awesome listeners who really came through for us. I'm incredibly thrilled about all of this.
Yep, me too. I'm glad, like, I've got another, like, basically Yellow Ranger is me so far, which is nice.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to say. You know it's good when I'm on 4chan and they're not about it at all.
Oh snap.
Even 4chan liked it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
that's a feat.
Volumes to me.
All right, so we got Hasbro Era Scott at DigiRanger 1994 who said it was amazing. There was nuance and great fighting. Callbacks were subtle and blunt. I agree with that. Edward Sanchez at Edward is the Man. It was more phenomenal on so many levels. Ben Murdoch at Tranquil_Ben said, solid start, great performance from the cast. I am definitely looking forward to seeing more. And then there was like the peace sign. Brian Falk at BLFalk86 said, definitely like the pacing. It wasn't too fast and just jumping right into fight scenes. You actually had time to process what was happening. Oh, yeah, I completely agree with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Treese at Digugen Ranger said, Power Rangers Renaissance, if the premiere is any indication, is this the return of Chip Lynn in highest form? I am thoroughly enjoying the episode and eager for more. I think Hasbro just sold me some toys. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, isn't that what it's all about? Hasbro era Scott again at DigiRanger 1994 said, great dialogue, acting nuance, variants and callbacks and Easter eggs. I don't think we're going to see Sentai footage in another team premiere for a long time. So Dr. Joe Cool at Jacob Mayer said, didn't they use Sentai footage for an established shot of the Morphex Tower in the first minute of the episode, though? But yeah, otherwise it was all original footage. No, they used like a CGI model of the Morphex Tower from GoBusters and inserted it with its own perspective into those establishing shots. Like,
yeah,
that was original footage. There was a couple like little a Sentai model one that they zoomed up on. So yeah, it was a mix, but very little Sentai footage in this episode. Sentai 5 at Sentai 5 said, really good. It felt so different off the bat, stayed well connected to the PR universe, and there's good motivations and tension for the Rangers. Music was definitely a step up. Action was really good. And the sets for Grid Battle Force, and he did like the heart eyes emoji. Okay, the music, awesome. I mean, they even had that touching moment, you know, with the three Rangers, my favorite scene. And they brought in the piano. I was like, wow, this is good. They brought in the emotional piano. It was nice. Adam at Little Adam 87 said, loved every second of it. So much setup. Great acting and dialogue. Fantastic stunts. It seems like Power Rangers has returned to form. Athena at Subject_Zeta said, so amazing, all caps. Our good friend Hassan Ahmed at Hassan Ahmed 120 said, it has interesting characters with actual personalities and motivations. Amazing locations like the Grid Battle Force HQ. Unexpected but cool continuity references and so much more. Very solid first episode. Brandon Clark at WebGuyAZ said, worst part was the bulk music with the comedy relief. And why would they be in charge of security at such a high-risk facility? Everything else is great. I mean, if you got to find one thing to complain about, I guess. Generator_G1 said, I am really sad that we won't get Hasbro Power Ranger toys on toy shelves in 2020 due to distributor licensing. Oh, you must be from another country. I'm sad that I have to wait a month for toys.
Yeah.
Isabella at Ancient Element 9 said, definitely a huge step up from what we've gotten in the past. The characters are enjoyable and have more motivation than previous teams. Loved all of the Easter eggs, and this team feels already like a family. Definitely could be in my top 10 of all time. Dare Bear at Derek B. Gale said, a tight, refined first episode that handled its whirlwind of character and concept introductions more gracefully than many TV pilots. Lots of setup for intriguing future stories. I'm loving the set design, music, effects, and entire aesthetic. I also appreciate the references to the lore without being heavy-handed. They've been vague enough about where they are in the timeline or what dimension they're in, since they specifically reference other dimensions twice, that they have some narrative flexibility. Mm-hmm. He really nailed that point. I agree with him. Writer Club at Writer Club Maine said, very cool start. The fight and story was incredible. Solomon D at Solyman_D said, this kind of confirms that it isn't Nick or the writing staff that was holding the series back for 8 years. Fingers crossed that we get a solid season overall. Dom Flance at All New TPIR said, weird seeing the words All Spark Pictures. Oh man, it's weird, but I love the hell out of it.
It's amazing. We're so happy.
Hasbro overlords.
And I joked in the past about like, oh, Hasbro is going to get all my money. Ha ha ha. And then the toys came out, and then the show came out, and I'm like, okay, Hasbro, you actually have me, lock, stock, and barrel. Where do I sign up? Where do I get my corporate issued, you know, uniform? Where, like, let's go.
I want one of those badges. I want a Grid Battle Force badge.
Right?
I want, like, a Grid Battle Force, like, everything. Like, I can't wait till all that stuff comes out.
We need to somehow cosplay those jumpsuits. I think it'd be fairly easy. Anywho, Chris Brandon at HDPR 2016 said, it was awesome. I think you know why. No, I think I know why. Jerusalem Garcia Jordan at Lulu Bug Cosplay said, great dialogue and acting. Love the continuity nods. I'm getting a combo vibe of SPD, RPM, and Jungle Fury. I'm shook. I cried happy tears just like I did when Dino Charge premiered. Only the second time that's happened. I do like that there is kind of like this Jungle Fury kind of vibe to it with the beasts. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And even with the Blaze, like he was one of them and now he's not.
He's a clone. Joshua Aaron Moore at Kentucky Jam said, incredibly refreshing. Still a lot to be seen, but the premiere has me excited about how the writing team will handle the integration of Sentai footage. So many plot threads to dive into after a single episode. Best pilot since Dino Charge, no doubt. Power Rangers is saved? Series of exclamation marks and question marks.
I mean, it feels that way. Like, this season could be something special, guys. It really could.
It really feels like that.
It does.
Juo Vaughn at Mr. Cooper 92 said, this has been one of the best first episodes in a while. The character interactions, the callbacks, the plot, all in one episode in all caps. Devon is already turning out to be a good red, and Blaze will be a great foil to their rivalry. Overall, Beast Morphers is off to a great start.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Lee Kerner at Danny underscore L underscore Kerner said, Saban has definitely so far been the blame for declining quality. If episode one quality remains in the rest of the 21 episodes for part one of Beast Morphers, then the future of Power Rangers looks great. With a potential movie sequel on the cards, I'm confident in Hasbro's long-term plans. Anthony B. Minelli at Minelli underscore B said, love the first episode, and I'm excited for the rest of the season.
I was just going to say, this season, as long as they can maintain the same quality that they had in this first episode, the season's going to go down as one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I have the Beast Morphers hashtag up on TweetDeck. Uh-huh. And someone said, I see people are talking about Beast Morphers. From what I see, it's apparently good. I thought Power Rangers died a long time ago. It didn't. It's been on the air for 26 years, and this is great.
Yeah. I got home from work last night and was playing video games with friends, and I said, yeah, I got to get up early tomorrow. And they said, oh, why? I said, oh, I'm choosing to because the new season of Power Rangers is on, and it's looking pretty hype. And one of the guys I play video games with was like, that show is still on the air? And I was like, it's been on the air pretty consistently since 1993, yeah.
I'm glad you said that. John at the Ageless John said, love the opening fight with Devon and Blaze. It was a good episode, and I hope the show keeps this momentum. Hasbro is doing great so far with Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Jumba Daniels said, I really think this has the potential to be a top five season.
Mm-hmm.
I hope
certainly
so.
Certainly does.
And then finally, A Plus Opinions at A Plus Opinions said, yep, you can clearly tell they took the handcuffs off this franchise, finally showing us competent storytelling, world building, and character development. This is what a new era of Power Rangers really deserved. A company that will put time, effort, money, and love behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so actually, I can't vamp. I gotta go to work. I gotta start getting ready.
Okay, and I gotta record a Starfleet Escape podcast in 7 minutes. Final thoughts. This was freaking amazing.
It was
I want
good.
More.
I can't wait. I want more. More, more, more. Please, more. Please, more.
Yes. Yes. All the things. All of the things.
And I'm sure we'll talk more about this a lot more on the show now if the show continues to do well. Yeah, so Ranger Nation, let us know what you think. If you have questions, you can email us at rangercommandpowerhour@gmail.com or check us out at rangercommand.com. We're on Twitter at rangercommandph, on Facebook and Instagram at rangercommandpowerhour, all one word. Check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/rangercommandph. And we're definitely going to be back with more episodes soon. After this episode, we'll have another Secret Ranger fan Super Subtext Slam session for Power Rangers Samurai's Unexpected Arrival. And then we take a break because I'm going to C2E2 the weekend of the 23rd. And then we'll be back on the 30th with a review of C2E2. I'm going as press, so Amy Jo Johnson's going to be there. I'm going to see if I can get some time to talk with her. David Yost is going to be there as well as Walter Jones. So we'll be there. Hopefully we can get some quality audio and we'll talk all about it. If not, we'll just talk more Power Rangers Beast Morphers because it's awesome.
No complaints there.
Yep.
No complaints there.
So Zach's got to get to work. I got to hop on to get onto another podcast to talk about a franchise I love. So yeah, Ranger Nation, we are completely hyped. I love it. I can't wait to see where we go from here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll catch you later, guys.
Until next time, Ranger Nation.
Go, yeah. Power Rangers.
It's so good.
It's morphin' time.
Activate Beast Power.
You've been listening to the Ranger Command Power Hour, only on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. You can catch a new episode every other Saturday. Find us on the Morphin Grid at www.rangercommand.com. Follow us on Twitter at RangerCommandPH. Like us on Facebook and Instagram at Ranger Command Power Hour. Ranger Command is also on Patreon. Become a patron by pledging as much or as little as you like every month and receive cool perks. By pledging, you are helping us make our show even better. Go to patreon.com/rangercommandph to learn more. Thanks for listening.